I was driving to work, listening to Wave. I heard about the appeal. When I got to work, I phoned my four brothers, who are all directors of Knowlton and Newman, explained the situation, and it was a no-brainer, really. They all said yes straight away.
And did you all come to Foundry Lane then?
All five of us went to Foundry Lane, yeah. Yeah, right from my oldest brother, Robert, who's 50-something. Yeah, we all came here. So we thought it was a nice way to sort of repay the school for the good foundation they gave us in life. So,
what's it been like coming back?
Yes, different than when I was here. It's Nissan huts over there, and that building wasn't where it is. And it's very different, but it's nice. Nice to come back. Nice to see what they've done.
Yeah, what do you make of what the school's doing in terms of its green credentials and all this sort of eco-friendly stuff?
I think it's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it's really good. Very responsible of them. As a business, we're encouraged to reduce our carbon footprint, and I think it's a good thing for a school to be doing it as well. Yeah, very good.
I was just listening to the radio one morning, as I always do, and I heard Foundry Lane mentioned. So I listened a bit harder and realised they needed money to put this installation up, and I thought, yeah, I could afford to give them some money. So I phoned up and asked to speak to Susie. She explained to me what the project was, and I sent her a cheque, and then she invited me round to have a look round the garden, which was really, really nice. It's a bit different from when I went to school here in the 40s. My children also went to school here as well. We all loved it, and it's just really nice to give something back.
So it's a really nice sort of family school that you guys have all been to.
Absolutely, yes, yes. So, you know, and looking at them now, it's not so very different from when I was here. They're just as noisy and just as full of fun. So, you know, but our headmistress was a bit Edwardian and wore long skirts in the 40s. But, you know, and the teachers here today have all got their Christmas jumpers and their funny hats on, which is really nice to see.
And what have you made of the kind of things that they're doing in terms of this eco work and all the green things they're doing?
I was really impressed. The afternoon I came, it was a nice warm afternoon, and the children were out in the garden after school. Dressed in great big long t-shirts to keep their school clothes clean. They showed me potatoes they'd grown, and they'd cooked some of them as well, little black ones, which were special sorts. And I just thought it was really nice. I liked the wild bit at the end with the pond, and I just think they've made a really nice place for the children to learn, and learn in an environment where, as Susie said, it's not in the classroom. It's out, and you're seeing it actually come to fruition. So,
and what have you made of seeing the thing that you have helped to put install?
I really, really liked seeing that. I think that's super. It's just really nice. Susie said she'd had a bit of problem because it's supposed to be an aircraft hazard.
Yes.
And I did say I'd like to see one flying that low, but, you know. But no, all in all, I'm really, really pleased that I heard it on the radio that morning.